Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
65 farmers received Jamaica Agricultural Society Medal of Appreciation. Stay with us to find out more and later, or Jamaican Saying of the Day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
A fire can occur at any time. Dial 110 for the Jamaica Fire Brigade or 112 for emergencies. It's a good idea to store the contact numbers of the fire station nearest you. Knowing these numbers could mean the difference between life and death.
Five farmers recently became the proud recipients of the Jamaica Agricultural Society JAS President's Medal of Appreciation for their sterling contribution to the agricultural sector. The medals were presented by JAS President Norman Grant during a ceremony held at the 65th staging of the Denby Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show in Maypin Clarinda earlier this month. The farmers were selected from the parishes of St. Elizabeth, Trelawney, St. Anne, Portland, Hanover, Clarendon, Manchester, St. Thomas, Kingston, and St. Andrew. They also came from farming groups such as the All Island Cane and Banana Associations and the Fishermen's Cooperative Society. Mr. Grant commended the farmers for their tremendous contribution to the overall development and stability of the country's economy, noting that the agriculture sector has employed 20% of the nation's labor force, while also saving the country valuable foreign exchange.
The farmers of Jamaica have also increased domestic crop production from 491,000 metric tons of food in 2003. To at the end of 2016, a whopping 668,000 metric tons of food. This means that the Jamaican farmers have produced in excess of 170,000 metric tons of food in 14 years.
The JAS president adds that the agency's Eat What You Grow campaign has saved the economy over $500 million since its launch in 2003. Mr. Grant is calling on the government to further intensify its fight against prairie larceny, which is estimated to cost Jamaican farmers up to $6 billion annually.
We renewed our call for the establishment of a victim compensation fund. So when you catch a man stealing from a farmer and you take him to the courts, then if he is found guilty on that one judgment alone, seize the assets that he has by bringing both the Agricultural Produce Act, the Larceny Act, within the framework of the proceeds of crime bill, and dispose of those assets and use those proceeds to establish a fund to support our farmers.
Meanwhile, the custos of Clarendon, William Shaguri, was also recognized for his support to the parish, the farmers of the parish, as well as the development of the Denby Showground. The Clarendon Parish Pavilion was rebranded and renamed in his honor as the William Shaguri Building. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Sweep your own door before you see fimi. Translation, sweep your own doorway before seeing mine. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
The panic button on the Stay Alert mobile app is programmed to respond once a stress-related request is detected. Do not press the button unless it's for a police-related emergency. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, sort out your own life before criticizing or attacking the lives of other people. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.